This Scoops is proudly produced by News Scoop.
Good day, welcome to Biz Scoops for business news, local and international. I'm Barry Murray. On today's show, the South African Reserve Bank has predicted 1.7% growth for the local economy this year, and the United Transport Union has started balloting workers to Transnet to consider going on strike. The economist Waldo Krichel talks about the Rand's tumultuous week. In international business news, Biden criticizes the Trump administration's welfare policies. In investment news, it's a good week for mining and the property sector stocks, and we'll check in with Chris Hutting from the Center for Risk Analysis to talk about the rise in support for the DA after they rejected the VAT increase.
A look now at local business news.
The South African Reserve Bank has predicted a 1.7% growth for the local economy this year. SARB released its monetary policy review for April. According to the central bank, the adoption of policies that will lower inflation risks and strengthen competitiveness will boost domestic growth. The bank noted that low inflation and reduced borrowing costs will boost household spending, increasing economic activity in the medium term. SARB, however, says the country's growth remains below its historical 2.5% average. The United Transport Union has started balloting workers at Transnet to consider going on strike for wage increases. The union is demanding salary increases of 10% and enhanced housing and medical aid subsidies. It's also demanding a non-retrenchment clause. Transnet is offering a 6% increase this year and next year. Talks over the wage increases collapsed this week. UNTU is the largest trade union at Transnet, and its strike could have a negative impact on services offered by the company. And the Portfolio Committee on Social Development called on the South African Social Security Agency beneficiaries with gold cards to switch over to banks. This comes after the South African Reserve Bank ordered the Post Bank to stop issuing its black cards to beneficiaries on their sites. The committee's chairperson, Bridget Masango, encouraged recipients to open a commercial bank account to receive their grants. Masango says those who have not migrated to the Post Bank black card can still use their SASSA gold card until the end of next month. We now have the president of the Economic Society of South Africa, Professor Waldo Krichel, on the line with us. Waldo, it's been a tumultuous week for the Rand. Do you think it will settle at some point?
Although the Rand has now strengthened against the dollar, it remains considerably weaker against the euro and the British pound. Part of this may be sentiment, but part may also be an outlook for weaker demand for other commodities and their lower prices, which in turn reduces the demand for Rand. While the Rand will eventually settle once all the new risks are priced in, we will have to see what level that will be. This kind of volatility in response to uncertainty is familiar to us, but for Americans, the past week came as a shock. The dollar weakened and the yields on US government bonds increased, made him think twice about the reciprocal tariffs. More expensive debt could be a serious blow to America's enormous national debt, as well as to the financial system there and across the world. There is thus significant focus on what's happening in their economy. Are we seeing signs of inflation or recession? Unfortunately, all the latest indicators are backward-looking, before all the tariff trouble started. Who knows what will happen at the end of the 90-day postponement? Here at home, all the usual uncertainties abound, but it's clear that we must press ahead with the reforms that can get the economy growing again.
Thanks very much, Professor Waldo Krichel, President of the Economic Society of South Africa. He's also an economics associate at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Prof. Krichel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify or Anchor FM.
Time now to take a look at your international business news.
Lesotho granted a license to tech billionaire Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet service yesterday. According to the Lesotho Communications Authority, Starlink would be issued a 10-year license. The approval came hours after Foreign Minister Lejone Mopojane denied reports that Lesotho was expediting Starlink's application to gain favor with the US. Starlink operates in at least 20 African countries, including Somalia, which approved its license on Sunday. Former U.S. President Joe Biden has criticized current President Donald Trump's administration's welfare policies. Biden spoke at the Disability Rights Conference in Chicago yesterday. According to Biden, Trump's administration has caused severe damage and destruction to Social Security through its cost-cutting efforts. Trump's administration is seeking to cut 7,000 jobs at the Social Security Agency. The agency provides income for retirees and people unable to work because of disability.
Coming up next, our investment segment delves into the world of finance and wealth building.
South African markets ended the day in a positive territory yesterday, driven by strong performances in the mining and property sectors. Among platinum producers, Anglo American Platinum rose by 3.8%, while Impala Platinum climbed 3.6%. Property stocks also saw gains, with Hammerson up by 3.5%, Shaftesbury Capital increasing by 3.3%, Sirius Real Estate adding 3.2%, and Resilient REIT advancing 3.1%. Gold miners also performed well. Anglo Gold Ashanti rose by 3.1%, Harmony Gold gained 2.1%, and Gold Fields up by 1.7%. However, the retail sector underperformed, with SPAR falling 2.3% and Richmond dropping 1.2%. Before we say goodbye, we're joined by the head of policy analysis at the Center for Risk Analysis, Chris Hutting. Chris, thanks for joining us. Support dropped for parties who voted for the proposed VAT increase. What can be read from the latest CRA poll?
So those parties who are believed to have supported the VAT increase, including the ANC, found a decline in support. Those also include the IFP and the Patriotic Alliance. By contrast, those parties that have opposed the VAT increase, the DA is up, the Umkhonto we Sizwe party is up, as well as the Economic Freedom Fighters, as well as Action SA, up from 1.2% to 2.9%. There will also be other factors involved for the DA, the role it has played in the GNU, for the ANC, how many of its supporters all feel the party isn't performing well. For other parties, there will be a range of factors taken into consideration.
Donald Trump was on a tariff roller coaster the last 2 weeks. What does this mean for the global market and economy?
Last week, US President Donald Trump announced a 90-day pause on the reciprocal tariffs that he imposed on various countries. That included the 31% imposed on South Africa. So even though the pause was welcomed by markets, especially by bond markets, the 90-day pause is still going to create uncertainty as companies in the US and elsewhere try and figure out what is going to happen. It could also drive up costs of various components, materials, and goods as companies try to stockpile those. It'll also delay orders in terms of global shipping.
Do you think the rand can regain its value in the light of the uncertainty of the future of the GNU and Donald Trump's global trade war?
So in terms of ongoing GNU uncertainty around the budget especially, and also global trade volatility, emerging market currencies such as the rand are more exposed. The rand is one of the riskier currencies in general in terms of emerging market currencies. So some of that weakness will already have been priced in. But we are looking for domestic reforms and drivers which would hopefully then shore up at least some of the value of the rand against currencies such as the dollar.
And that was Chris Hunting from the Center for Risk Analysis. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizScoops. I'm Barry Murray. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizScoops, proudly produced by News Scoop.